You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are fueled by your support. You make CJSF.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
it's time for another installment of our famous Summer of Questionable Decisions.
The teas and tweez we'll be trying today are from the Boston Beer Company, aka Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Twisted Tea Original Half and Half, which is a hard tea with lemonade, the peach and raspberry. Then from the Nashville Sweet Tea Company, we have Nashville Sweet Tea, Nashville Sunshine Tea, which is half tea and half lemonade, and Nashville Peach Tea. Then from the Peace Tea Company, we have Razzleberry, sweet black tea with raspberries.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Hello, everyone. Here we are, gathered around for another Suds segment.
Woo, woo, woo.
Where we don't really try to stay up to date on all the current internet trends and social media fads. Heck no. I mean, in fact, good old boy Dave thinks TikTok is that tiny little breath mint. Not that he's an expert in breath mints by any means, but...
What? What do you mean? I have bad breath? Ooh, wow, it kind of blew back in my face a little bit.
Okay. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is our own special comedian, good old boy Dave.
I am better than you.
Not just you, baby. It's everybody.
We'll see about that.
We'll see.
Okay. It is summer, folks. And maybe it's the heat, or maybe it's all the times he fell on his butt as a kid. But every year around this time, good old boy Dave goes shopping for things that might, but usually don't, taste good, and things that are awful, and bring them back for us to try. That's right, folks. It's time for another installment of our famous Summer of Questionable Decisions. Good old boy Dave, what do you got up your sleeve for today?
Some people call it twisted. The young crowd calls it tweez. We will probably call it gross, but that remains to be seen. We're coming into this with an open heart and an open mind. My mind is wide open. What is Twisted Tea, you ask? It's a 5% ABV hard, quote-unquote, air quotes, tea that gets its hardness from a malt base instead of vodka or other liquors. Ask me where I get my hardness. You've seen them at the grocery store, convenience store, concert and sports venue, pool party, and anywhere you find people who want a buzz but maybe don't want a beer or hard seltzer. It comes from the twisted, get it? Twisted minds at Boston Beer Company or their subsidiary, Twisted Tea Company. The people who brought us Sam Adams Boston Lager, then they got all swole, ate up Dogfish Head, and then decided the world needs to drink a hard spiked tea spiked with beer as a companion comparison point. We also have some cheap, very cheap, non-alcoholic teas from the same grocery store. We'll do side-by-side taste of four twisted flavors along with their NA counterparts. Then we might do a little twisting of our own by spiking the NA tea with a little bit of tater juice. Three of the four NA teas are from the Nashville Sweet Tea Company in Nashville, Tennessee, a local startup making small batch teas from a three generations old family recipe. The fourth is from Peace Teas, a Coca-Cola company. All right, the teas and tweez we'll be trying today are from the Boston Beer Company, a.k.a. Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Twisted Tea Original, half and half, which is a hard tea with lemonade, the peach and raspberry. Then from the Nashville Sweet Tea Company, we have Nashville Sweet Tea, Nashville Sunshine Tea, which is half tea and half lemonade, and Nashville Peach Tea. Then from the Peace Tea Company, we have Razzleberry Sweet Black Tea with raspberries. Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Okay. Why don't you remind us of the ratings for this special occasion?
Yes, everything will be rated 1 or 0. Okay, sorry. I was just kidding.
That was rude.
That was rude. But hilarious.
Okay.
The teas and we'll be tasting and rating these hard and not so hard teas and tweez with our suds ratings and our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a northerner's idea of what sweet tea is. They don't know.
Stop it.
2, was that a belch? 3, oh, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time, give me another. Think that's going to be the last time you hear that 5 sound tonight.
Maybe. Okay. So here are some ground rules for...
Ooh, we got rules?
We got some ground rules okay. for this episode. Okay. So the first thing that we're going to do, we are tasting these on the fly, folks. So this is all in real time. So we're going to try the...
Meaning we did not prep at all.
Right. Sure. We're going to do the twisted version. Great. Get that out of the way. Then we're going to do the non-alcoholic version. And then we are going to add a smidge.
Just a dash.
Just a smidge.
Yeah.
Of a cheap vodka that may or may not be in a plastic bottle that would go along with the essence of what we're trying to do here.
Keeping it basic.
Exactly.
Okay.
Keeping it real and keeping it basic. Okay. Right. So first up is the original Twisted Tea. And in comparison to the non-alcoholic version, it is a lighter
It
tea.
Looks like...
it looks watered down.
Cheap restaurant tea that you get at a place where they water it down and probably reuse the tea bags about 7 times.
Yeah, versus the Nashville sweet tea looks like
what
we would all know and love as sweet
And let
tea.
Me just say, Nashville sweet tea was just, that's what was there at the store.
It could be anything.
You could substitute any of your local or national tea brands for this experiment.
Yes. Okay. So, upon first...
A slight hint of tea, I think, from the Twisted.
With maybe a little bit of alcohol?
A little bit of maybe some malt, something. Something not right.
Okay. So when you taste it, it's, you know, it's average on the tongue. It's not really carbonated. Like you wouldn't want it to be carbonated anyways.
Kind of tastes like it's turnt.
Oh, wow. Maybe that's because there's...
I mean, I'm going to be honest. It's malt. Not bad. Honestly, it's not bad. It tastes like tea, but if you didn't know this was spiked with something, you would think, oh, somebody left this tea in the fridge too long, and it tastes like it maybe got turnt. Yeah.
Sure. But now that you know that this is the alcoholic version, or the twisted tea, you can understand why it's got that...
It's got a little wang to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But super iced down in the summer, you could see people drinking it.
Not people I like, but...
People.
Yeah, people. People would drink this.
So it's not completely offensive.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not bad. And what would you like to rate this by itself?
Oh, it's still a 2.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still a 2.
Okay,
yeah,
let's
not, you know, get crazy.
We're not gilding the lily here. Okay, but out of the gate, not bad. And this would go with anything. And we'll be back in just a minute with more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is one of Good Old Boy Dave's special projects.
Dun, dun, dun.
It is a summer of questionable decisions, folks. And today we're getting into the tea.
Twisted.
We're spilling the tea. We're spilling the twisted tea.
Drinking the twee.
Drinking the twee. Drinking, drinking, drinking.
Twinking? Wait, what? No, we're not twinking. Hold on.
So right before the break, we started with our first comparison, or starting the first comparison.
Right.
So we are doing Twisted Tea. This is the original. We rated the original. Now we are getting into the local non-alcoholic counterpart, which just happens to be Nashville Sweet Tea. And good old boy Dave, you being a Southern boy and all,
like it sweet.
Tell us, what is sweet tea?
I like it to make my teeth hurt. It's got to have a little chew to it as well, a little bit of, you know, kind of swish it around there.
So lots of sugar.
Viscosity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you talk about Southern sweet tea, do you also add anything to it, or is it just tea and sugar?
I do not. Just tea and sugar. And it's obviously we're talking about black tea, right? Mm-hmm. Because that is the basis, I think, for all of these drinks. That is the most common type of tea. But the other thing I will say about the original Twisted Tea as well, these are all 5% ABV, so pretty low base, very sessionable kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They do have an extreme version that they are 8% ABV. We did not get those, but if you're looking for something a bit more aggressive or assertive, I think you can go in that direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now that we've done that, let's talk about the Nashville sweet tea.
This is, in my mind, what I think of when I
quintessential sweet tea.
It is sweet. It's not cloyingly sweet. Some people, Yankees, probably would think it's that. And like if you like your tea unsweetened, or you like semi-sweet or whatever, this is going to be a little bit too sweet for you. But if you're a Southern sweet tea boy like me, this is pretty much on point. I really like this one.
Okay. I feel it's a little viscous, but that's what I get when I drink any sort of sweet tea in this neck of the woods, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, what do you want to rate the sweet tea on its own?
I would say it is a 4.
Okay. Very good. Now we are going to take a smidge, if you will.
Because we're trying to approximate around 5%, you know,
right,
alcohol. So we don't want to.
Now, this isn't a science. We're just
doing it. We're just winging it.
Yeah. And now we're doing a little swirl. And
so I can definitely taste the vodka in this. It cuts the sweetness a little bit, but it doesn't make it unpleasant.
Okay. So are you willing to say that the MacGyvered version of a twisted tea is?
So I guess here's the thing, is like the vodka is a cleaner flavor than this malt base, because basically they're adding quote unquote beer to the tea. And so they're going to be off flavors. Plus this is production level thing where it's mass produced. So it's, the tea is probably not amazing
quality tea to
start
with.
Okay. Right.
That's fair.
And that's not why people are buying it. They want something that doesn't taste like beer. It's not a hard seltzer or whatever. It's like, it's I'm just drinking tea, you know, with a little bit of booze in it.
Sure.
So, but if you take a really nice Southern sweet tea like this one, you add a pretty clean spirit like vodka, you don't overload it.
Right.
Which is going to totally, you know, blast out all the tea flavor.
Yeah.
You just want to zhuzh it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the way to go.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Because you're still getting the flavor of the tea.
Still getting a good base.
A higher quality tea. And then you're getting a little buzz after it.
Right. You're still getting a little buzz. Okay. You got a cleaner flavor. It's all good, you know? So,
yeah. And I'm a fan of this because it cuts that viscosity and it feels more like drinking tea.
Right. And it's going to cut that sweetness a little bit for you heathens who don't like sweet tea. So there you go.
It's just that we don't need excessive sugar. That's all.
Well, I'm already basically made of sugar. So
you
it's
are.
Not like
you
I
are
need
so
more.
Sweet.
But, you know.
Yeah. This is to maintain your homeostasis. Okay. So what do you want to rate the MacGyvered form?
I think it's way better. I think it's better than the Twisted Tea.
Okay.
But it does impact the flavor of the base tea. So I would give this a 3. I think that's where we'll go.
Okay. But not bad, right?
No. Solid.
Okay. Moving on then, I guess we're going to go into half and half territory, huh?
Which I'm going to be honest, I've never been a fan of the Arnold Palmer, which is like half lemonade, half tea.
Now, is that because you don't like lemonade?
I love lemonade.
Okay.
And I love tea.
But you don't like them together.
Right. And I like when you're at a restaurant and they're like, oh, do you want some lemon in your tea? I'm like, absolutely not. I just don't. And maybe it's because the acidity of the lemon cuts into the sweetness of the tea or they. It's just personal preference. Okay. I've never been that guy.
Meanwhile, I love lemon in tea, and I enjoy.
Now, why do you like that?
Because I've always had lemon in my tea, even hot tea. It's always been served.
Now, see, hot tea to me is a different monster, and I actually can have. I'm okay. I'm more okay with lemon in hot tea.
Okay.
Than I am. But I also think hot tea, like there's a bigger world, at least in my mind, of hot teas than cold teas. You know?
But hot and cold, where I was raised, there were lots of lemons in with the tea. You know, if it was summertime with iced tea, there was a big pitcher of iced tea with a lot of ice cubes and there were a lot of lemon slices in there, and or lemon juice sometimes was even tossed in there.
Yeah. Well, and some people use lemonade.
As opposed to, right. It really wasn't, we weren't big lemonade-y folks. Mm-hmm. At least my family wasn't, but That's not to say.
We would always have like one thing of lemonade and one thing of tea.
Gotcha.
But I don't think anybody put lemonade in the tea that I remember.
Or vice versa. Or
right. It was just like if you wanted lemon in your tea, you just cut a piece of lemon and chuck it in there.
Gotcha. Know? Okay. Well, let's start with the twisted half and half. And what do you think of that? Honestly, I think the color on this is better than the original.
It's a little closer. It's actually darker than the
But does that tell you that there's really, that there's a lot of lemonade in this?
Well, here's what I'll say. The original one tasted kind of turnt, and it actually had this sort of pseudo lemony flavor in it that was weird. This one, I actually like better.
It's more legit on the lemon. I think this is
pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of down with this.
Yeah. I like the viscosity of this, and I think that this is more truer representation.
And I think the lemon masks those weird flavors, too.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. In true good old boy Dave fashion, he is taking us for a wild ride. This is another episode of Summer of Questionable Decisions.
Dun, dun, dun.
And today, good old boy Dave, what are you doing to us?
For the show. What am I doing? Sorry. So we have four flavors of Boston Beer Company, a.k.a. Twisted Tea Brewing Company. Twisted tea, right? So we've already done the original. Now we're on the half and half, which is tea and lemonade. The tea, the lemonade tea from Boston Brewing or from Twisted Tea, I actually like it. And I'm not a lemonade in your tea kind of guy, but it kind of masks the weird flavors to me.
It makes it more realistic.
Yeah. And it's actually pretty nice.
Okay. What would you rate this?
I think we should go.
What?
Yeah.
Three.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay. Then from the fine folks at
Nashville Sweet Tea Company.
And again, this can be done with any tea.
Any tea you find at the store.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Whatever you have regionally or nationally, like even like the Lipton, tea that comes in the can.
Yeah, pure leaf or bottle, gold, pure leaf, whatever.
Right.
And all that
this
stuff.
Just happened to be what we have here that's readily available, but anything will work. This one is their version of a half and half, or in their eyes, it's called the Sunshine Tea. And the color on this is lighter. It's also very, it's opaque.
Yeah.
But you would expect that, right? With having like a real lemonade added to the tea.
And I think that's a little bit of a distinction because a lot of times you go to a restaurant or something, you get tea with a slice of lemon. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Arnold Palmer or the half and half is actually you make lemonade, you make tea, and then you split the difference, right?
Yeah.
This is that, you know? And I think I like this too. And it actually, the difference maker to me between this and the Twisted Tea is the quality and depth of flavor of the tea.
Okay. Like if Twisted, the lemonade too?
Yeah, I think so. But definitely in the tea, I get better, a better tea flavor, a more full flavor experience
sure.
than from the Twisted Tea.
Okay.
makes sense.
It does because it's mass production versus
small batch, kind of yeah. like, you know, mm-hmm. little home mom
or something
pop thing.
That you could essentially do at home. You yeah. know what I mean? Okay, so what would you rate the Sunshine Tea on its own?
I think we're definitely going 4.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, this is the first time that we are having Nashville Sweet Tea.
Yeah.
And yay, right?
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Okay. Now we're doing a slightly zhuzhed version.
Right. We're making our own twist.
Mm-hmm. Making the own twist. And what does adding a neutral spirit add to the table or to the drink, I should say?
It just, pardon the pun, peels back the lemon a little bit.
Okay.
And just makes it all a little smoother and more like maybe like a mixed drink. Now, we don't have ice in ours, mm-hmm. right? We have them cold.
Right.
But we don't have ice cubes in them or anything. I think if you had this on ice and you just sipped on it, it would be really nice.
Sure.
And again, we're not being scientific about the vodka we're putting in.
No. We're just...
We're eyeballing it
and yeah. eyeballing the same amount
yeah.
in each cup that we're drinking. And I mean, I'm not noticing as much viscosity change between the first batch that we did and mm-hmm. this batch.
Yeah.
The first one going from the sweet tea to the sweet tea and vodka in it.
Yeah.
I noticed a big difference in the viscosity. It yeah. like cut, and I didn't even add that much, but it just cut it just enough.
Yeah.
Whereas with this one, the viscosity wasn't as viscous to begin with because of the lemonade. It was a little chewier in a way, but that's just because the lemon, like, the pulpiness of the lemonade, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it feels like they're using really good yeah. lemonade in yeah, this tea as well.
It does, because
yeah.
I could taste or I could feel like pulpiness, if
right.
that makes sense.
It's not like just some weird concentrate or,
sure,
like, you know, whatever. Yeah.
But going back to the adulterated version of the Sunshine Tea,
mm-hmm.
it's still really good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think all it did was it just kind of smoothed everything out and it yeah. made it like it turned it from just a lemonade tea into a cocktail almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Like something that's easily.
Yeah. It yeah. turned it into an adult beverage.
Okay. Very yeah. good. And what shall we rate this?
I don't know. What are you feeling?
I think it's a 4.2.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I don't think the vodka took anything away
from it. It did not. Like, it definitely cut away in the original version a little bit. But I think in this one, it actually just added another nuance to it.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Let's get into the peach varieties. Now, peach in tea, I don't think... peach tea is for everyone. Do you think so?
I'm not always a huge fruit tea. Now, let me say this. Fruit tea is another Southern staple.
Oh, gosh, yes. That's another whole entity.
You go to, like, certain kinds of restaurants, like country-style restaurants and stuff. They almost always have fruit teas.
Yes.
Or you go to a lot of some people's houses and stuff, they'll always have fruit tea or, like, church dinners and stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody has fruit tea or whatever.
But that's a whole different animal.
Yeah. I think peach is just one example of a Southern fruit that people know and that you can, because it could be pineapple tea or you could do a lot of different things.
Or multi-fruits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So after pouring both the Nashville Sweet Tea Peach and the Twisted Tea Peach, I think it's safe to say that the color is pretty much similar, like almost dead on. What do you think, boss?
Yeah, they're very closely aligned on color.
Okay. So now let's get into the twisted version.
I'd say the non-twisted is has a little more redness or pinkness
okay.
to it, but
yeah. But I mean, but overall, mm-hmm. pretty darn close.
Now, I get a very faint bit of peach aroma from the twisted one.
Okay.
But from the non-twisted, the